You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're
Lazy
live.
Dave.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst from coast to coast. Yeah, we're still coast to coast, and every once in a while, but not anymore. So we may have to change our introduction.
In between.
That's right. I'm your host this week. I'm Crazy Dave, and with me is... I'm from Temecula, California.
This is Toby in San Diego, California.
One guy with a beard, two guys from California. And this is Mike in Boston, Massachusetts.
All right. Well, I'm back. I took a little bit of vacation. Did a bunch of beer drinking over my break here, and pretty much went from the Beer Bloggers Conference to a 2-week vacation. I went back east. I visited Tony Leone, had some beers with him, hung out with Beer Coaster Mike, drank beers just about every day, and got a whole ton of bottle caps to add to my collection. Got some swag too. I got some glasses from.
Glasses
from some nefarious sources, but yeah, I had a good time, but I'm glad to be back. This week our show is Red Dawn. We are we're drinking some red beers. So
Wolverines.
So for this week's show, we're going to be drinking the Flipside from Sierra Nevada.
Flipside.
But Mike and Toby each have a couple of other red.
Should
beers.
We show it like this? Does that make more sense?
Flipside.
Oh, hey.
Mike just dumped all the yeast that there was into the top of his bottle. Hey, Toby, what do you got?
On the rest of the show, I will be drinking the Black Market Invasion Imperial Red.
Oh, nice.
Invasion.
Oh, yeah.
How appropriate. I'm going to be drinking Wachusett Brewing Company's Revered Red Ale.
Cool. And I am going to be drinking Black Diamond's Fracas Red.
Fracas.
So, without further...
Sounds like B.A. Baracus.
I pity the fool thug of soul who goes home crying to his mama.
This is a fermentation conversation.
I'm ready to drink.
Yeah, me too. You know what? I'm down for this.
Do you have room fill on this beer?
No, not really. It looks like this is from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company out of Chico, California, and Mills River, North Carolina.
Woo!
This is the flip side. It is a seasonal red IPA. It says 2014 on it, so I'm guessing it's new. It was packaged on 8/13/2014, and I don't see...
That's pretty recently.
I don't see the alcohol reading on this one. And I got to fill in my birth date and stuff on their website so I can get some more info.
Yeah.
So, this, I think, is their fall seasonal now?
Is it?
No?
Or is it year-round? You know, I got a little...
You know, they do say it's a hop-forward fix for the first days of fall. Just when it feels like the dog days will never end, suddenly the switch is flipped, the air gets cooler... And it is clear that autumn is on the way. Featuring a ruby red hue from abundant tropical fruit and citrus hops, Flipside Red IPA is a perfect beer for the final flash of summer. It's made with Citra, Simcoe, and Centennial hops.
And they're all Holcone.
Yes,
we know that now.
Oh yeah, they said that they only use Holcone, right?
Yep.
Yep.
They said they tried pellets, but it just didn't do the character its justice.
So it's a nice reddish copper color.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Yeah, very copper.
Got one solid human finger of head.
I got a big fat thumb full of head there, Yeti thumb.
I got a pinky or a Yeti fingernail.
And in true Sierra Nevada fashion, it is sustaining very well.
Yep. And you know, I haven't even really smelled this yet, but I can smell already the hops and everything.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm getting kind of a, like a dirty
malt or something.
Yeah, a little dirtiness and then some sweet caramel.
Oh, do have a couple more notes on this. It is 6.2% ABV. It uses ale yeast, Magnum bittering hops, the finishing hops we talked about, and the malts are two row pale, wheat, caramel, chocolate. Caramel and chocolate.
Yeah, there is big dirtiness on the nose, like a dusty, dirty.
Yeah, it's like piney and earthy and
a little bit of fruit coming through.
Yeah.
I'm taking a sip.
Cheers.
Cheers. Taking a sip, yeah. Wow, this is really,
really
mellow.
Smooth.
Yeah. It's got a dry powderiness on the finish, but man, this is so smooth. This is not what I was expecting from Sierra Nevada. Like, I was expecting something a little more potent, but
it's got that dry, hoppy kind of freshness though, but it's really that it's got a really silky kind of mouthfeel, you know, on the tongue, it's really silky.
I get some of that earthiness on the tongue, and then there's a little bit of like an orange peel, and then there was something else too when I first took a sip.
Man, that smoothness is just wow.
Yeah.
It's
not. It's definitely a hop lover beer, but it has that extra something with the maltiness and that smoothness.
They really brought up the malt. I mean, because like Sierra Nevada for me usually is more like a crazy day freak out kind of a thing. But you know,
have been drinking a lot of beer recently.
But I've been drinking East Coast beers all week. You know,
what are you trying to say?
they're not so hop forward. You know. It's been Oktoberfest too, so I've been drinking a lot of Oktoberfest beers as well. I think I had on the flight home, I had some Sam in a can. It was the Oktoberfest. I had
that's what they call it now, Sam in a can.
Well, it's like I don't know. Did you guys get my tweet? I don't know. I put it up just as like they were yelling at me to turn off my tablet. So, but anyhow, this is definitely.
Yeah, it does really have that. You were talking about the must. There's a musty orange, or a musty something. In there, mm-hmm. But the. I don't know. What do you guys want to pair with this?
I think that this could stand up to something. Pretty big and bold, you know. Because this, I mean, it has that smoothness, but it still has like a big kind of boldness about it.
It's big enough to go up with steak and potato stuff.
Yeah, like I'm thinking some sort of a steak with some sort of a nice rub, mm-hmm. You know, really big, bold, flavorful rub, or even something smoked, you know, something out of the smoker.
Dude, I totally get where they're going at this between seasons kind of a thing, you know, where it is starting to kind of cool off. It's like maybe you're going to have a barbecue, maybe not, you know, it's. I couldn't see going wrong with some ribeye and some asparagus, you know?
Yeah. Mm. There's a little bit of perfuminess in it, too, on the tongue.
For me, I don't know.
Wait. The ribeye with, like, the sweet potato with, what do you call it? The brown sugar and all that stuff?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, something sweet, too, would go really good with this.
I'm thinking more like some black pepper crusted something with the beef and maybe some, you know, maybe like carrots and something that's got a little bit sweeter of a root vegetable might kind of help. But it is, I mean, it's a red ale, but it's got, I mean, it's a definitely an IPA type of hoppiness, so... It could definitely withstand some bold flavors like, you know, that black pepper crust or something a little bit, little spicier, a little, something a little more kicked up in the herbs and spices category, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, let's get some ratings.
I'm working on that. Looks like the Untappd ratings. Wow, 17,004 ratings comes in at a 3.61. There's a total of 23,000 check-ins to this beer.
Wow, that's a whole hell of a lot of check-ins.
Considering that it's a fairly new beer.
Like brand new, just about. I mean, it's what, less than a month old.
Mm-hmm. And this is the on Untappd. This is the Flipside Red IPA 2014. So yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Top three locations to drink this are Rembrandt's in Philadelphia, PA; Brass City Brewfest 14 in Waterbury, Connecticut; the California Beer Festival in San Dimas.
Hey, I was there.
Didn't you go? Yeah, Toby
San
just
San Dimas.
Yeah. God,
that's
Bacon
Bill and
Fest.
Ted territory, isn't it?
You know what, guys? All the top places to drink this are festivals. You know, Savannah Craft Brew Fest, Bacon Fest, WMGK, Brew Blast, Brewtopia.
This is all the places they were trying to promote it before they ended up shipping it out, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, that's the thing is when you think about a lot of festivals. Who's usually there? You always have Stone, and you usually have Sierra Nevada. Those are like the two big craft brewers that you can find at almost any pretty big beer festivals around the country. And so this is their latest one, so you know they had that and Pale Ale. Those are the two that they were offering at the festival. So, of course, everybody's going to go for the flip side because it's new. Yeah.
Right.
It's new.
And it's not just the Pale Ale. So, yeah, I think I checked it in, too, at that beer festival.
The Beer Advocate users rate this an 85, which is very good.
Very good.
Right on.
I want to drink some more beer, if we can.
What's up?
Sounds good to me.
All right,
well, we'll be back. Oh, wait a minute. This is the flip side from Sierra Nevada. Their website is www.sierranevada.com. Make sure to listen to the rest of our show here on iTunes. You can also go to our website, www.beercoasterspodcast.com, and download it there. And on YouTube, you can watch this video and a whole bunch of other videos. Make sure to check out our beer blogger video. I just that's up there, and I just put up on Facebook and stuff. So, yeah, check us out, listen to us, like us, share us with your friends, and we're going to drink some more beer. So we'll be back.
Share us with your friends.
Right after this.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
This is Toby out west in San Diego, and for my Red Dawn beer, I am drinking the Black Market Brewing's Invasion Imperial Red. At Black Market Brewing, as far as I know, I think this is a
new brewery.
Crazy Dave is going to check and see for sure because he thinks he did a Black Market beer on the show before.
Well, like,
because they are from Temecula.
I can't check it because I killed my keyboard. I spilled beer all over it.
Aww.
By the way, Microsoft, f*** you guys. Your keyboards can't stand up to it. Logitech keyboards seem to stand up very well to beer, but Microsoft keyboards do not. So,
Black Market Brewing, they're out of Temecula, California.
Yeah, their website is my neck of the woods.
blackmarketbrew.com. This is an Imperial Red Ale. Comes in at 9.9% ABV.
Damn.
75 IBUs. It's a what they call a quote-unquote West Coast style Imperial Red.
Okay.
There's so many freaking titles on those beer styles.
The hops are Centennial, Columbus, and El Dorado. The malts are Pale, Munich, Crystal, and Chocolate. And it is a limited, has limited availability, so I'm not sure if this is a seasonal or what, but...
I think it's limited in the fact where you probably can't get it too far from Temecula.
No, yeah. I mean, they distribute, you know, pretty much in the Southern California region, you know, so, yeah. You know, you should be able to find them around.
Cool. Nice model cap.
Little black diamond. What's it look like?
It's got the dude that's like, got the glass up to his little
shoe. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the logo. Glug, glug, yetches. Oh, you know what? I never plugged my laptop in, so I'm gonna...
You're gonna die.
Nah, I'm gonna die. I'll be right back.
Whoa. This has got some malty stank. So I got one solid human finger of head. This is very dark. It's like a reddish, you know, a dark red color, clear. It's like a kind of a off-white head. It's sustaining pretty well, kind of like the flip side. Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice lacing. On the nose. Yeah, big dirty malts. There's a little bit of a floral something in there. There's some sweetness. But yeah, just that earthy, toasted caramel. A little bit of stank. Yeah, I mean, it smells like a malt bomb. But as far as hops on the nose, yeah, like I said, just a little bit of a floral something.
I'm back.
A little bit of pine, possibly.
I'm back!
Welcome back. Right, taking a sip. By the way, also, this beer is distributed throughout Southern California, Arizona, and Washington.
Just strange.
Whoa.
Three places. In Washington.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Yeah, dude. This is like... thick and sweet and creamy. There's not much of a, like, the carbonation on this is very soft and it's just real creamy. There's no bite. There's no, like,
is there any kind of dry hoppiness like that was in the flip side?
Kinda. I'm getting some pine and some, like, honey and possibly some sort of a berry.
A berry.
In there, but it's not like a tart. There's no tartness. There's no, nothing like that, but kind of like toffee. There's a little bit of like kind of like the toasted caramel, but it's just, the mouthfeel is just like thick and creamy.
I like a creamy red.
Yeah, and the finish is sweet, and it still kind of lingers, you know, it doesn't dry up, it doesn't go away or anything, it kind of hangs out for a while. It's not really sticky.
So what are you going to drink? What are you going to drink with that? What are you going to eat with that?
I would actually go with something tart, like sweet and tart, like maybe a... like raspberry something? Like maybe a raspberry tart or something like that?
How about a snozberry tart?
Snozberry?
But yeah.
As opposed to a schnozberry?
I think I'm going to go dessert.
I got a couple of schnozberries right here.
Yeah, I think I'm going
to go... schnozberry tort.
Like maybe even a slice of cheesecake with some raspberry on top and some drizzle and stuff.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I remember one time I had some jalapeno poppers. You know the fried jalapenos with
cheese. Yeah, with the cream cheese inside. Yeah. Yep.
And then they had like this raspberry like dip with it. Oh my god, it was like a raspberry compote. Dude, that was stuff was awesome.
Mm.
Anyhow, side note.
What you think?
I don't even have Untappd up.
You here, don't. I'm working on it. Let's see here. I forget what it was called.
Invasion.
Invasion from Black Market. They have, out of 1,345 ratings, 3.65. And I have had this beer before. I don't remember. It was back. Oh, it must have been a while back.
Back in the USSR.
Well, no, it was back when I remember. Well, I went there one day with a buddy of mine after work, because it's right down the street from where I used to work up here in Temecula. And so I went there one day after work, and you know, we sat around having a couple of beers, whatever. And that was, you know, one of the beers I tried. So
was that in your early Untappd days?
Probably. So.
The early you were still up in Temecula, days.
Working up there, so.
Yeah, I drank this on March 13th, 2013. So, year and
speaking
a half
ago. Of early, these early beer review sites, Beer Advocate users rate this an 86, which is very good.
And let's see, the top three places to drink this. There's only three, and the top one is Black Market Brewing in Temecula, California. And then the Bobo Kitchen and Roof Tap in Long Beach, California. Hmm. And the Northwest Liquid Gold in Vancouver, Washington.
Liquid Gold.
So there you go, everybody. That is the Invasion Imperial Red. Watch out. The Ruskies are coming.
Ruskies.
They're invading. Hopefully a bunch of high school kids will save us.
The Temecula beer scene's invading your mouth.
Yes. Yeah. My palate is being invaded by some malty sweetness.
I want to invade somebody's mouth.
What?
And on that note,
check them out.
I want to drink some beer, damn it.
blackmarketbrew.com. And if you're in Temecula, stop by, say hi.
Yeah,
give me a call. Call up Crazy Dave and he'll come have a beer with you.
Come have a beer with you. Yeah. They're open until 9 o'clock.
Black Market Brewing, or if there's an actual craft beer bar in Temecula, he'll meet you out there.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Just hit record and walk away. Hello, this is Mike from Boston, Massachusetts, and you're listening to My Tasting Flight.
Here on WAAF.
That's right. This is a collaboration from WAAF in Boston. 107.3.
Boston's Rock Station.
Yeah, the Boston's Rock Station.
Boston's Rack Station. It's wicked cool.
Wouldn't it be Boston Rack Station?
Boston no. Rack.
Boston Rack Station.
That's not where we leave the Oz out.
Oh, shit, man. I'm still trying. I spent 2 weeks there and I'm still trying to learn this shit.
So this is an interesting collaboration between Wachusett Brewing Company from Westminster, Massachusetts, and WAAF, the Rock of Boston radio station. They made a beer called Revered Red Ale, revered like Paul Revere. And it's an interesting beer. It's a red ale, but they don't mention what the malts are, but they have a Wachusett Northwest yeast strain, and then a Belgian, and then they add Belgian candy sugar. Just kind of odd for a red ale, but it's a 5% ABV and 27 IBUs. So hopefully it's a nice malt forward red ale, but we're gonna find out. And it's in a can.
Nice. All right,
there you go.
I like cans.
There you go, Revered Red.
So this could be really good or really bad.
That's right. We have no idea.
Because it's like collaborating with a radio station anytime, something like that. But then it's Wachusett. So, you know, it's not like some no-name
right.
brewery or some sort of like collaboration.
Actually,
with.
I think just recently, and, two of the guys from Cape Ann Brewery just went over to Wachusett. They actually work for them now.
Whoa.
This is not red. This is real pink, golden color. A bit pale.
More like a pale. I was gonna say more like a pale, huh?
Yeah, it is. It kind of resembles a pale ale. It's very clear. Lots of carbonation. Head's dissipating fairly quickly. I got about half a pinky finger. On the nose, that really sweet, dirty malt. Just like a bit of like toffee. But like on the sweeter side of toffee, it smells like it's gonna be kind of sweet, and it does smell kind of candy-like. All right, I'm gonna take a sip, because beyond that that maltiness and sweet toasty toffee smell, there's something else in there too. Something's fruity, almost like a sweet fig or something.
Huh. Are you using your Lagunitas mason jar?
Yes, I am.
Oh, me too.
Lagunitas mason jar.
Oh, well, if I would have known it was going to be that kind of show, I would have brought my little dog glass too.
Yeah. Taking a sip, yeah! A sweet beer is very light. It's, there's something that reminds me of like a watermelon or something. Like a sweeter watermelon. But it's got some maltiness in there that's actually, I don't know, a big, tiny bit of like a honey maltiness, but a little grainier.
Is it specifically watermelon, or is it just a type of melon?
Maybe it's a type of melon. But it's so light that it's just something that kind of, it reminds me of, something melony, but it's not that specific.
That's funny that you say that, because when I was drinking the Lagunitas, there was something in there that kind of reminded me of melon, but I didn't say it because I was like, no, it couldn't be melon. That's like, weird. It can't be.
And I know that, there's obviously no melon in here, but there's something reminiscent of that.
Like a honeydew or something like that?
Yeah, because there is that honey maltiness, and there's something, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something with that Belgian candy sugar that's giving me.
Sounds like something sugary coming through.
That kind of, I don't know, making it taste different than what it's supposed to be.
Kind of like when you eat some pineapple?
Yeah.
I think Dave was trying to go somewhere with that, but Mike was just like, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, I thought he was going to start with the zinc and pineapple stuff.
Zinc too, huh?
There's no zinc flavors. I don't even know what zinc tastes like. I suppose it's got a metallic-y flavor, which this doesn't have, so that's good. It's light. I mean, the hops are almost non-existent. I'd really be curious to know what they use for hops in this. But it's not that malt-forward like you'd get in like an English ale, or even like an Irish red.
So then if there's no malts and there's no hops.
All right, you see where I'm going with this. if I'm going to pair something with this, it's got to be lighter fare. I don't know what to pair with this. It wouldn't be good with your typical red ale stuff.
Hot dog.
Cheez-Its?
Maybe like a shepherd's pie. Yeah, shepherd's pie or those little sausage rolls that you get. You know those little puff pastry sausage things you can get at English pubs sometimes? I forget what they're called.
Oh, like people begging for appetizers.
Yeah.
They get like little Pillsbury dough things wrapped up a little
weenie. I think they're
called
like sausage rolls or something. You know, something like that would be okay. Yeah. But even with something like that, I would hope for something a little bit
But the spicy, little spicy smoked sausages. So you can't.
It's very drinkable, and this might be good to kind of. I don't know if it would or not, but to have someone try this that's not necessarily into craft beer, but there's some differences in this. It's very, very light, but it's definitely different than any lager or pilsner that they would have. You know, that doesn't have that any of the corn flavors or any metallic-iness, but it's got like a sweet maltiness that might appeal to the non-craft beer drinker. My That's internet's so a little slow, but I'm keyboard. Good to go. It's a 3.4 out of 416 ratings. This beer was added in January 20th. Yeah, January 20th. The most popular locations to drink this beer are the Mass Brewers Festival, which I'm assuming this was probably made for, and the Menden Drive-In in Menden, Mass.
The Drive-In?
Yeah, there's no third place. It's just the two. Yeah. So it must have been on tap, or they had a bunch of cans or something for the drive-in, which that's
probably
pretty cool.
They probably this weekend, WAAP Radio brings you craft beer and movies.
The beer.
Come rock out! We're gonna be playing Rock of Ages, and what's the other one? Rockstar, starring Walmart. Yeah. Dude, that would be awesome, dude, if they did that, Rock of Ages and Rockstar, man. You'd just be cock-rocked out.
Cock-rocked out.
We're going to rock your cock off.
Rate this 75, and that is okay. So, yeah, that's it. I think that might be the first radio station brewery collaboration we've had. Yeah. I don't know. Because I know we've had that, what is it, Sony Records or whatever with the Dogfish.
Oh, right, yeah.
We had a few record company
collaborations,
but not radio station.
Like they had the Carrie Kelly collaboration they did with Stone. And, you know, yeah. I know that. Well, even, you know, what's even kind of funny.
Well, that's musician inspired. That's a, yeah. I don't know. That might be a little bit, I don't know. It's one of the few collaborations they had with brewers, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Cool.
I don't know what's next. What are we doing next?
Crazy Dave.
Crazy Dave going to drink some beer right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
Listen up, baby! It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer! Watch out now, baby bubba!
What's up, everyone? This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
It's Crazy Dave!
This week I am drinking Black Diamond Brewing Company's Fracas Red. These guys are out of Concord, California, which is Northern California. And their website is bdbrewing.com. So that's Bravo David Brewing.com. This is a red.
Got a lot of 80s references this show, huh?
Yeah, that might have been 70s.
It's an imperial red.
Might have been late 70s.
Yeah. What's with the bowl haircut on
okay,
the robot?
Buck.
Like, really? this is 8% ABV. It's got two row Munich 10, Crystal 77 Special B, Crystal 30, Pearl Roast Barley, bittered with Apollo, flavored with Chinook, and an experimental variety 342, finished with Chinook 342, and Zithos. The dry hop is Chinook 342, Eldorado, Centennial, Zithos, and Summit. Other ingredients include brown sugar, turbinado, unrefined raw sugar. So, when you see this bottle, it's real easy to see it. It's got a big, nasty green bowl, or, you know, black bowl with some green hops underneath his chin. Flames come out of his eyeballs. So, pretty damn intimidating label, if you ask me. So, we'll see just how intimidating this beer is. Oh, crap. I have to grab a glass here. Here we go. I'm going to drink it out of one of my hijacked glasses from this trip.
Wait a minute. Black Diamond is a
new brewery.
Awesome. Love getting new breweries on the show.
Yeah. This actually is not red at all. It's brown. It looks like there is sediment stuff floating around it. Like, if I didn't know better, I would say this is a brown or a barley wine. It's got a yellowish, brownish kind of head to it. Kind of like a cream-colored head. On the nose, it smells big. It smells malty. It smells almost sweet, kind of like almost barley wine-ish. I don't know, maybe something happened to this beer, but it says on the front that it's an Imperial Hoppy Red Ale. I'm not getting any hops on the nose. I'm getting a little bit of Imperialness from it, definitely from a heavy load of malts, but I don't know. I'm going to take a sip, see what I got.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Whoa. Okay, yeah. That's big beer.
Does it taste like a fracas?
Yeah, I got some
fraca.
It makes me want to have fire coming out of my eyeballs and my nose. I'm going to put a ring around my nose and run around with my little horn sticking out and go chasing some women or something.
Some steam coming out your ears.
No, that's big. I mean, it's definitely Imperial. I mean, it's got a hefty malt bill to it. It's got some hop bitterness to it, and it's definitely got quite a bit of heat from that alcohol. I mean, what did I say it was 8%? So
yeah.
Wow. It does have some nice sweetness in it. It's like, yeah, it's a nice like maybe it's that turbinado sugar, but you really get like a, cause it's not quite molassesy. It's not dark or thick or.
But it almost sugary, has like a brown sugar type.
Yeah, it's yeah exactly. It's like that brown sugar kind of thing. It's like I kind of like want to rub this like on some barbecue stuff, you know, when I cook it. That's really what this has got going for it, and it's got like some hints of like pininess to it too.
Well, that would be all the crazy freaking dry hopping they did with like what was six different hops.
Yeah. Chinook 342, Eldorado, Centennial, Zithos,
and Summit. 342. See, now there's another one that I just don't remember hearing before.
Well, it's an experimental variety.
Yeah, there was something I just had. Maybe it was at the beer festival. It had a number like that. It was somebody had brewed a beer, and it was called something with like a number, like 3 something something.
Man, this is chewy. Like
357.
It's really
the real Magnum hop.
This has got a really chewy kind of mouthfeel. It's like
chewy sugar.
Little chewy. It kind of dries up, and it leaves this carameliness to it. That's wow. Anyhow, it's interesting for sure. You know, food pairings.
Where'd you say these guys are from?
Concord, California, up north, just outside of kind of Bay Area-ish. Bearish. I mean, I know I used steak for my last one, but you know, that would work
steak.
With this. You know, maybe.
What's for dinner?
You know, definitely something grilled. Not necessarily smoked, because I think brisket really wouldn't Maybe not so much. Pork is a different kind of a flavor. You know what? Indian food, I think, would probably might go good with this. I think the sweetness of it.
Or like a korma. Like
there's like this
chicken korma.
There's this chicken. Yeah, it's just like this chicken
dish. Tikka masala.
Is that that's what it's like that red chicken that's spicy. It's kind of like mole. It's like the Indian version of mole. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna call it. Indian mole.
There's no curry in the mole.
So, well, whatever the Indians make, that's like mole. So that's what I'm gonna call it. I don't know if it's tikka masala or if it's chicken.
It's kind of more like an English. It's like the English version of Indian food is the tikka masala.
No, but not, but not like the weak one. I mean, it's got to have some heat because I think the heat.
Well, that wouldn't be tikka masala then, because that's probably the most mild. It's more buttery.
No, not that buttery one. No, the other red one, the spicy red. God, I wish my keyboard worked. I can Google like there's an Indian place. I know the dish. They have it at the buffet. If you go to the Indian buffet on was it B? No, it's on. It's on 4th Avenue in San Diego between C and Broadway. There's an Indian buffet for $8.95. You see signs like the dude sign twirling. They got a spicy chicken dish. I think this would go great.
I love Indian food.
Yes, with some rice. Oh, you know what else too? The little, what do you call it? The pan, the what do you call that bread thing they give you?
The naan?
Naan, yeah. I'm like pan.
Naan. I get the garlic naan.
Yeah.
But there's a really spicy one I used to get at, World Curry down in PB, because they had all the different curry dishes.
Yeah.
They actually did a pretty good job on some of that stuff. And they had a really spicy tomato-based one that was, I loved it. I forget what it was called now, but.
No, this one's like, there's no tomatoes. I mean, it's just spice, red spice, curry, whatever. But it's good. You get some dark meat chicken. Yum. Some rice. Then you get like some little like spinach on the side, little some
butter. Now I'm missing some
damn
curry.
I'm gonna have to go get me some Indian food tomorrow for lunch. So anyhow, that's what I'm pairing with it. Untapped rating comes in at a 3.56 out of 1,221 ratings. The top three places to drink this do not exist.
What?
Nope.
They don't exist?
Nope.
Nope.
And they have a lot of ratings. People just aren't checking in.
Maybe they're just, I mean, it comes in 22s, and you can buy them in half barrels and 1/6 barrels, and that's it. So, I don't know. I mean, the half barrel should be what's being distributed out to the world, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, those 6 barrels are really popular, too, for craft beers.
Yeah.
Faux show. I was going to give you one more piece of information here, but my internet is way too damn slow.
Well, at least I'll throw out their website. It's www.bdbrewing.com. B as in black, D as in diamond, brewing.com.
I used to see some of their stuff in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a pretty good distribution here. It looks like California, Connecticut, Florida, Maryland, Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, Ohio, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. So, looks like the Northeast and the West. The West Coast.
It's the Tweet of the Week! Tweet of the Week! It's the Tweet of the Week! Tweet, tweet! Tweet of the Week, yeah!
At Nanny the Great says, beer, pizza, and games. Well, at least until my telenovela comes on, lol.
Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coasters email and hotline.
Gentlemen, this is Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow, calling you with a one-off review. I see that you're doing a themed episode called Red Dawn, you know, a great 80s movie. And so I thought I would give you a review of the Libertine Imperial Red Ale. I'm here at Fulton Brewery at their tap room. Again, it's an Imperial Red Ale, 8.5 ABV, 50 IBUs. I don't know what hops they're using, but they are using Maris Otter malt as well as Caramel 60 and rye. On the nose, you get a very nice sweetness to it. Taste-wise, it's a little alcohol-heavy. You do get some very smooth rye spice at the end, with a touch of sweetness. Don't detect any hops in it at all. So, all in all, I'd give it a 3 out of 5 pints. Anyways, take care of my brothers and barley. See ya.
Last call.
Call everybody. You don't have to stay here. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Alright, everybody, it's time for the last call.
Very robotic.
It was more like for those that are vocally challenged. This is a segment of our show where we talk about the beers that we drank. We give our ratings, give our final thoughts.
Last call, folks.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. 275 episodes, and that's the first time I've heard that?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's crazy.
Well, but this is gonna be the first time for sure that you've heard us review these beers that we drank tonight. So,
that's true.
Let's start out with Toby.
What do you got? I have a thong and
that's fantastic.
For my ratings,
the elasticity is amazing. go ahead, Tim.
Sierra Nevada Flipside Red IPA. It's so crazy because I feel I know I had it at the beer festival over the weekend, but I feel like I've had this beer before, but I think I'm getting it confused with the Ruthless Rye, because when I saw the flip side...
How can you get it confused with Ruthless Rye? Are you talking about just like the
label? You know why? I would say the label. Yeah.
The label. That's what it was. When I saw the label, and Mike said, oh, we're going to do the flip side tonight, and so I saw the label in the store,
he
and
likes
went,
to tell me,
I've had this beer this before. One. But no, the Ruthless is very similar to the flip side. I just think it's, on the label. It's just that whole new Sierra Nevada with their seasonals now, as they're starting to do this kind of similar color scheme and graphic type thing on their label, which is very cool. But anyway, I was kind of thrown off at first because I'm like, I think I've had this before. Anyway, I really like this. I think it's great. I'm a fan of hoppy red beers. And to me, red IPAs make sense, kind of like Belgian IPAs make sense to me. And I know Mike kind of didn't understand the Belgian IPA thing for a while, but I think there was a beer that Mike had recently that converted him or convinced him.
I could remember what it was. I'm going to have to go back and check. But yes, the Raging IPAs. Bitch did not turn me, but no. There was another one that did.
So anyway, I'm going to give this a 4.5. I really liked it. I would definitely get this again. It just had this interesting balance of that dirty maltiness on the nose. It reminded me of a Scottish ale, and it was kind of like peaty, and then it was sweet, but it wasn't it dried up, and it was nice and bitter too. So it was really interesting, nice balance. So 4.5. With the Black Market Invasion Imperial, this might be my first Black Market beer, and so far I'm like, wow, these guys can brew some good beer. This one in particular, it's creamy, it's smooth, it's sweet, it has a nice bitter back end to it, and I don't know, I really like it too, so I'm gonna give this one a 4.5 also.
Wow,
it's really good. I would recommend, if you see this on the shelf, check it out. If you like hoppy red beers, and it's imperial, almost 10%, I mean, it's pretty nice. Yeah, it doesn't taste like 10%, but it still has really nice, thick, sweet, creamy, 4.5.
There you go. How about you, Mike?
Well, let's see. For the Sierra Nevada Flipside Red IPA, this has got to be one of my favorites in their lineup. I'm going to give it a 4.5 only because, you know, I saved the 5 for, like, the celebration and stuff. But I have to say, the mouthfeel on this one, that extra smoothness that a lot of those... there's other beers in this category, just... they don't have it. They don't have that multi-smoothness like the flip side. So that's kind of... that's kind of why I'm going to rate it what it is, because I really, really like... I mean, the dry hop character is fantastic, and then that mouthfeel is... I'm glad I had to buy a six-pack of this. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I'm disappointed that I have to have six of them, but I was like, no problem, you know, tossing the rest of these back. For the Wachusett Revered Red Ale, I know my tasting flight didn't sound too promising. I have to say, it warmed up a little bit, and it's better. It's not great, but it's drinkable. It has an interesting sweet maltiness. It just doesn't have enough. I think maybe it's just missing hops. I really, and don't get me wrong, I love malt forward beers, but this was almost like it was just void of some hoppiness that I think needed to be there.
Are you sure you did not say that because you had the
it's possible. You know, I mean, first, I did try the flip side first, and that's going to be freaking hoppy as hell. So anything that's not as hoppy is probably going to taste like a, you know, a malty beer. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't have any way of going back. Yeah. So I'm going to give it a 3. It's drinkable, and there's some interesting aspects to it, but it's not complete for me. It's got some holes in its game there.
You know, for me, with the flip side, there's a couple points I want to make. One is Sierra Nevada, I think, nailed this with their kind of description of that between seasons kind of a thing. And yeah. Mike brought up the point saying, like, okay, yeah, celebration... you know, is like, you know, would be like, I guess, one of your 5-pinted rated beers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different season. I mean, that's right. Going to be like a winter beer. And, you know, your summer beer is going to be something different. You know, maybe you're going to, you know, drink, I don't know, the Torpedo or just the Ale Ale or what's the new one, that session one that you guys drank a couple of weeks ago?
Nooner?
The Nooner, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so this is like, I think they really nailed that in-between season feeling, you know, and it's like, that's very, for me, it's very reminiscent of what it's like to be like in a September, October, you know, afternoon where it's kind of crisp out at night and it's been hot during the day and it's cool at night, but it's not cold all day and it's not hot all night, you know, I think they did this with these beers, you know, it's got a nice, a really good solid malt backbone to it. It's still got quite a bit of hops in it, and for me, I loved it. And like Mike said, I'm very happy that I got a 6-pack of this. And you know, it's probably the first time I've said that about a Sierra Nevada beer. I'll totally sit back and enjoy this beer some more. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna recommend this beer to anyone. So I'm trying to figure out where in the 4 to 5 range I want to rate this. I don't think it's the perfect red.
It's damn near perfect. Well, it's a red IPA too, but I mean, it's a hop lover's red for sure.
I'll do what you guys did. I'll give it a 4.5 because I think
if you want to give it a 5, it's okay.
It's not perfect, but it's still awesome.
Description of it made me want to give it a 5.
I
want to go back in time and rate it a 5 because it's that good.
I liked it, but I'm not making it rain at the strip club. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll go home and jerk a few off to it. But
I can't even say that I would do that. So maybe you do like it more than I do.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure, Ken Grossman would be proud, Dave.
It really is a great beer. Moving on to the Frackish Red, totally different type of hoppy red.
Next time he goes to sit next to us on the bus, he's going to say, is this seat disinfected?
He's not going to shake my hand.
Yeah. He'll do the fist bump.
He might not even do a fist bump.
His elbow. Like the tattoo artist, you know?
He's like Air 5. He's like Air 5.
deal with these guys in Nashville now, too.
Assholes. The Frankish Red, I mean, this is interesting. I mean, it tastes big, it feels big, it smells big, you know. And I think the bull's really good.
That's what she said in there, but I was trying to think of something better.
That's what she said.
It's got whiskey dick. It kind of fell short in a few
okay,
spots.
Okay, Dave. He's like. Just like that's what she said. It's got whiskey dick.
Where's the segue there?
Well, you know, it's like that's what she said. It's some sort of reference to a penis, and you know, this thing kind of fell flat in a few spots. So it's like, you know, you get whiskey dick, you fall flat in a few spots, and the girl's like, sure. God damn it, man! I was, you know,
you start off okay, and then all of a sudden you just. I don't know what happened.
I mean, you could probably pull it off, you know, but it's like, you know, you got to work at it a little harder.
Yeah, really concentrate.
Yeah. I think the beer would be better if I had food with it, because you know, there are some beers out there you really got to eat food with them to really have the beer shine. And I think that's what this is. I think it has the makings to be good. I just think it needs. Something with it to help it shine through. So for me, it was a bit much on the Imperial side, but you know, maybe that's what it's supposed to be. I don't know. I like to try this again with food next time, yeah, especially my Indian mole or whatever it's called. So I'm gonna rate this a tentative 3 for now, with possibilities of 3.5 to maybe 4. All
right.
And next week we'll have the Indian mole recipe from Crazy Dave.
I don't know if the guys are gonna give it to me or not from the Indian shop. So, I'm like, hey, man,
mole, the wrong restaurant.
You have to go across the street.
Get street tacos.
Well, there you have it, folks. Probably gonna have some shout-outs, right?
Yeah, I want some Indian food now.
Yeah, me too. I'm totally going to Indian food for lunch tomorrow.
I'm going to find a place now.
Shoutouts to Toby.
I want to give a shout-out to... Oh, check this out. Okay, so I was at Blind Lady Ale House here in San Diego. And
went without me.
Yep, me and Gina went there on like a lunch. You know, we were having a couple of beers, and I'm checking in my beer on Untappd, and I noticed... that somebody just checked in the same beer that I was drinking, and they were there at Blind Lady Ale, and it was one of my friends on Untappd. Huh. So I look around the room, and I would have
stood up on the table and be like, who's drinking this?
So I turn to Gina and I show her, you know, look at this guy. He checked into this beer, and he's here. And so we look around, and there's the guy we think is him, but he's got a really long beard, but in his profile pic on Untappd, it's just like a little goatee. But you could tell it was him, so I go up to him and I go, is this you? And I show him my phone, because I brought up his profile. He's like, oh yeah, that's me. And I said, hey, I'm Toby from Beer Coasters Podcast. We're friends on Untappd. Oh yeah. So we were talking for a second. So I want to give a shout out to Mike Beeb or Beebe or Beeb. I don't know. I'll say Mike Beeb.
Mike Beebe.
And he's from San Diego, so big shout out to Mike Beeb. I thought that was pretty cool that I met somebody, one of my friends from Untappd.
Yeah, that's cool. Crossing the digital line.
Yeah. And also want to give a shout out to Backstage Gabe on Untappd. And
he sounds like a dangerous man.
Yeah.
Well, not as dangerous as Backdoor Gabe.
Jason M, give a big shout out to. And I had somebody else real quick. Hold on.
Well, let me get it, and then you can do the rest.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to Nora McGonagill, Bobby Ugra, The Beer Snob, Harriet Brewing, Brian Beagle, Great Beer Now, and Annie Hahn. And also, the Crazy Dave coming out, and Tony Leone for giving beers to Crazy Dave to give to me. I appreciate that. And I'm going to give you a formal reply there with an email or Twitter or something. So you'll probably get that from me before you hear this.
Well, as Mike kind of mentioned, my shout outs are going to be to Tony Leone. I actually met Tony Leone for the first time. I went out back east and I happened
face
to be
face to face.
Face to face. I crossed that digital line as well. Went up to a craft beer bar out in Connecticut. I can't quite remember what it is right now because I can't get on my computer and type up what was happening. So it was awesome though, and Tony Leone and I sat back, put a couple of beers down, and hung out. And he gave me a couple of beers. He gave me three beers, and gave me some beers to give to Mike so that we could drink them and talk about them and stuff like that.
Maybe I'll just tweet right now that Beer Coaster Crazy Dave can't tweet because his keyboard is too sticky.
I got some sticky goodness all over my keyboard.
Tony Leone, man, he's the man. Guy like brings you beer and
you gotta send rocks. Him a t-shirt.
Yeah, he'll rock it. I know he will.
Also, a shout out to Beer Coaster Mike for letting me come out of his pad and crash and taking us out on his boat and letting us get totally tore up on his boat.
Drinking beer.
Yeah.
Bars in the boat.
Got a couple other folks that friended me on Untappd this weekend also. Eric Stumpf out of Fort Myers, Florida. Ryan Newhouse out of Missoula, Montana. Kelly Chandler from Who's Craft. Oh, wait, Kelly.
Oh, Who's Craft. Hey. Kelly.
I remember. So I think those are people that hit me up over the past 2 weeks or so. It was kind of a whirlwind tour of stuff. So...
One more shout out for me from Untappd, Philip M. Big shout out.
Oh, you know, quick couple shout outs. Brewworks out in Boston, they got a couple different locations. They got some pretty damn good beers. I had only had two of their beers, and I had about exactly 2 minutes to drink them because we went to Wahlburgers, which is across the street in, help me out, Mike, what's that little town there called?
I'm sorry.
Wahlburgers is in where?
Oh, in Hingham.
Hingham, Massachusetts.
Hingham High!
Hingham High!
I went to Mark Wahlberg's family's burger joint, and I saw that there was a brewery right across the street, and we had a 45-minute wait. So I'm like, fuck this, I'm going across the street.
Nice.
So I take my little pager, and I hightail across the street. Don ordered up a watermelon beer. I ordered up a vanilla bean porter, and our buzzer went off just as our beers dropped on the counter. So nice. We pounded our beers. I took some knife.
Chug a porter.
I chugged a porter. Don chugged her watermelon beer, and they were both pretty damn yummy. And I took a...
Hold your horses, new kids. We'll be there in a couple minutes.
Yeah. I was really impressed with the two beers I had, so I wanted to give them a shout-out because that was pretty cool. Also stopped by...
How were the burgers? I need to know.
Burgers were actually good. They were just good, high quality burger. And I also drank the Walbruski. They had their own. Harpoon, I think, actually brewed it, but that's what they had there. I think it was a pale ale of some sort.
Walbruski.
The Walbruski. Yep.
Cool, man.
Yep.
Right on, guys. Good show.
All right, folks. Well. Check us out on our website, www.beercoasterspodcast.com. Watch our videos on YouTube. And subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to tweet us and Facebook us and all that other crap, too.
And I just want to...
All that other social media crap.
And I just want to say sorry about all the delay. It's been an insane couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, we had the Beer Coasters... We had the Beer Bloggers Conference. Toby moved back to San Diego.
Yeah.
I went on a vacation.
So, I didn't realize, like, how much was involved in our move and how busy we were and all that stuff, and I thought, no, I could probably make some time, but... And now I just started a new job, which is great, but it's a full-time gig, and so my time is mostly eaten up.
Well, we always
so editing is tough, and...
Well, we appreciate the hard work that Toby puts in, so be patient while he transitions in this difficult time in his life.
Hopefully we don't lose any listeners because we're lagging, but don't worry because we're still here. We're still drinking beer.
It's going to be like...
You won't be able to hear us say that for a while. We're a few shows behind, but we're still drinking beer.
He'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? You just came out with like 3 shows in 2 days. It's been like 3 weeks, but...
But, you know, check us out on Craft Beer Magazine, because that's... What I'm trying to do with the Craft Beer Magazine thing is I'm trying to pick our best show from the month, and that's what I submit to them. So whatever show we've had in the past month, so that should keep going. I mean, at least for the month of September, we should have an issue posted in Craft Beer Magazine, which is cool. I think they're a little bit behind. Something happened because we're supposed to have the Major League Beers Ball was supposed to be in August, but it ended up being our Saison show. But anyway, go to beercoasterspodcast.com. You click on the Craft Beer Magazine little magazine link, and you can subscribe. It's a really cool magazine. And we're featured in there every month, so pretty cool.
Cool, man.
And we're very active on Untappd, and, you know, that's, you can always, we're still around, it's just our show.
You have to reach out to the magazine to make sure they get the right show for their right, you know.
For their, I'll be submitting that right within show. The next few days. So.
Well, all right, folks, thanks for listening. Remember, this is just your show. We just drinking in it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. How about the cans?
Yeah.
Just crush it. There it is.
Yeah.
He just throws it on the ground.
That's it. Beer Coast is out.
It's really
the real Magnum Hop.
My palate is being invaded by some malty sweetness.
I want to invade somebody's mouth. I pity the fool thug of soul who goes home crying to his mama.